lime is actually a long chain of molecules, so I'll show you how the whole thing works. This is a solution called PVA. It stands for polyvinyl alcohol, and they use PVA for a whole bunch of different things. But there's actually little bags that just dissolve in the water, like in the wash machine, that they're made out of PVA. It's used in a number of different places, but this is a solution that a science teacher might use in class. So if your kids come home with this, you know what it's all about.
Okay.
All right, so you ready? So hang on to the cup. Okay. This is called shaker slime. Ready?
Okay.
So here's our
in
PVA goes in here. Hello. About 2 ounces. That's perfect right there. I'll do this one here, about 2 ounces. Got it.
That
should be just fine. Now, if you dip your finger in just a little bit like this and then rub it around, it kind of feels a little bit weird.
Oh, it does.
It's a little slippery.
It's a little
slimy. So it's actually a long chain of molecules. And so we represent it with these little paperclip things, that, like a little model there, these long little chains of molecules that are here. What's going to happen is we're going to add a chemical that actually links these molecules together. So all of a sudden they become this chain and like a glob. And the way to do that, you've got the secret right there. Show them the secret.
It's our favorite borax, 20-butene borax.
So all I did was I took a bunch of the borax and poured it in water and let it dissolve until it stopped dissolving, you know, like you're making iced tea in the last little.
Completely dilute.
You got it. So now this borax is going to be perfect. So we need to have a tablespoon of the borax inside. So hold up your slime. I'll give you a tablespoon in there. This is our linking agent.
Okay.
All right, so this is looking pretty good.
Ready to link.
And you get a little bit more. Yeah, perfect right there. And now, slime is best shaken, not stirred.
Oh,
you know how
I
that
see.
Works?
Okay.
So this is your shaker cup.
Right.
So it's a new little technique kind of for doing slime.
It even says shaker cup on it.
There it is. Well, just so I don't forget. Ready? So now just shake it up like this. Good. And now, the unfortunate part is you have to do this for about 4.5 minutes.
Oh.
So I hope you have something to pad the rest of the thing. All right. So can you feel it starting to hook?
It's starting to
Can you feel
firm
it starting
up
to,
a little
there
bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so when you stop and you take a look at it, look at what's going on inside.
It's kind of becoming
there
like
you go.
A gel.
See how it's, there it is. It's kind of gel. All right, so you ready? 5 more seconds of this. Good.
Okay.
All right, we're good. Now open it up like this.
Okay.
This is so cool. Now
that.
Here it comes out.
Slimy.
Literally have hooked those molecules together. There you go.
Mine
but
does not want to
shake
it.
Would you look at that? All right, now you're ready? This is the cool part. The dye that was used to make this is a fluorescent dye. So watch this. I'm going to flip on these black lights, and we're going to dim the lights in the studio, and you can kind of take a look at what's going on.
Oh, it fluoresces.
Would you look at this?
Check that out.
Awesome.
Thus, atomic slime.
See, now what color would you call that? That's atomic slime.
I would call that slime green.
Me too. That's exactly what I would call it. So this is atomic slime. Perfectly safe for kids to play with. Lots of different recipes on the website. So if you're going to get an early little jump on Halloween, there's a whole lot that's there using Elmer's glue and everything else.